Okay. All set.
Alright. Not that one. Alright. I'm gonna try it this way. I think it would be easier to stay on the same page. Where are the notes for starting the meeting?
Scroll down a little bit and you'll see during the meeting under hosting instructions. And okay. You should see, looks like you're on the vocab repo. Maybe try the interop repo.
All right. Let's see. Oh, it's there. Let's see. It's grabbing guidance here and here. Interop. Hosting instructions. Oh, IPR notes. All right. There we are. So click start recording, stop subtitles, read the RPI note. Anyone can participate in these calls. However, all substantive contributions must to any CCG work items must be members of the CCG with full IPR agreement signed. Information about and links to the required license agreement can be found in the meeting agenda. Be sure to link to the agenda at the beginning of the meeting. Make sure that the scribe is identified by Scribe Plus. Okay. Do we have an agenda to link? Take that as a no.
I don't normally NIST sends those out. He may not have sent it this week.
Okay. All right. And then make sure that the topics are labeled with the topic changes. Have we been doing this? Probably not. And action items so they can be added to issue later is action : after the meeting, stop recording and then publish the meetings. So I believe that this week is Trace vocab week, if I'm correct. So do we want to start out with pull requests for traceability vocab?
I apologize for interrupting. I just realized my wife let me know I need to take my daughter to the dentist, so I'm going to need to drop.
Okay, right away? All right.
Apologize for that, guys.
No problem.
All right. No problem.
See you next week.
All right, so for the agenda items, I'm guessing today is Trace Vocab week, so we'll start with pull requests on Trace Vocab. We'll move over to pull requests on Interop, and then we'll switch over to doing issues on Traceability Vocab. So for pull requests on Traceability Vocab, starting from oldest to newest, we have one from Russell, which is...
That would be 708. Yeah. Okay, I'll give an overview of that. 708 is, over the course of some work on, generating data for ag parcel delivery, there were a few improvements that I think, would be, I made a few, changes to shipping stop and ag parcel delivery, as well as re-signing a few credentials. With shipping stop, it's mostly just improving descriptions and some of the terms needed fixing and IDs, I think, were updated. And then with ag parcel delivery, it was creating an planned shipping route in addition to the actual shipping route.
Okay. So far only Mahmood is, check this. I'll do a quick check since I haven't done it. Expected there are a few changes to shipping stop. Updated signatures. And delivery method. Alright. Says, three approvals. So I guess, any objections to merging? All right. Merging 708.
Hold on.
Wait.
Check the links. When you register a new ID, every time you use a term, you should check to see that the term is going to resolve. And in this case, item shipped is a predicate term that is being it's an attempt to fix what was previously an array of type, but that term is not defined.
You're absolutely right. That was a typo. I think that was supposed to be schema.org. Let me fix that. Okay. Yeah, I can do an update there, so I guess we'll hold off on merging. Thanks, Ori. That was impressively quick.
Yeah, so just as you go through, whenever you have any ID values, always try and open the URL, and hopefully it brings you to a human-readable definition that's good. And that's what you should do when you're doing a review of these things as well.
Sure.
All right, so do we want to say can merge offline once links have been updated?
Sure.
Or do we want to hold...
This is like a one-line update, so I might just do that if we could merge later this call or something.
Okay, all right. Then interrupt me when you're ready.
Sure.
All right. Let's go to the next one, proper GS1 context. This isn't here, so let's read the description. So it's using HTTPS, GS1, GS1 VC trade item context, and ref GS1 declaration context fixing undefined terms. Fixes issue 707. Files changed. So this is updating undefined terms from GS1 credential from 18 to 0. This is adding in the context into the strings of the type of a few credentials. And it looks like this is adding the context to source as well. So far, we have one approval on this. Let's see. Ori.
Can you make sure that you, sorry, Ben, can you make sure that you post the link when you...
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah. Thanks for talking to me on that. Two approvals. Any objections? Do we want to say the threshold is 3 approvals, or do I move on? What's the process for this?
Normally we do 3, I believe, and so
we
just got the third. So
yeah, I think this is good. I asked NIST to make these changes, and I assume he hasn't missed anything else. Although this is one of those things where you kind of need to check the end result to make sure there's no terms undefined. So I assume that's happened here.
Yeah, it went from undefined terms from 18 to 0. So. If there's no objections, let's go ahead and merge 709. Very close to 709. All right. And let's go to pull requests. And remember to post the link in the chat. Okay, so this is updating the CTPET with requirement. Introduces the CTPET member RDF class because requirements allow multiple addresses and SCAC code on the organization. Restricts part of the organization not needed for CTPET members. Flattens the CTPET member location for easier implementation. So these is updates and changes to the CTPET schema. Let's see. Ori, I think you had feedback that we would want to add the DUNS number and BAN number from the feedback that we got. Do we want to say that we can merge offline once those changes have been made?
If other folks are okay with that.
Okay, to provide a little context, we have 2 more identifiers that we want to add to this from feedback that we got for adding DUNS number to the organization, because that was a request that we got, and also BAN number for organizations as an identifier. So if it's okay, make those updates and merge offline.
I think if it's just 2 identifiers, that's fair.
comparable. I just threw in one change request, and there may be more.
Let's see. Sorry, Ted, your audio was very fuzzy.
Sorry, my fans are going nuts for some reason. Jitsi doesn't like screen sharing. I just threw in a change request, and there may be more on this one.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And then let's hold off. Okay.
All right. All right, we'll leave it like this. For Ted, if this is causing your fans to go weird, should I stop screen sharing? Do we like this approach, or should we go back to doing links and audio only?
It makes it a lot easier to describe having a screen share, to be honest.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, so Russell, interrupt me and stop me when you have the updates, and let's go over and move over to traceability interrupt.
Yeah, I do have the update. I just pushed that, although there still are two terms where I couldn't find anything on any of the external schemas that seemed appropriate. And it seems like the convention so far is WTID.org, traceability, hashtag, and then a term that is, I guess, made up. And I'm not sure of a better convention for when I can't find any term that seems appropriate on schema.org or anywhere else. So there's two instances of that, but I did clear up the one that was definitely just a mistake.
All right. Ori, any suggestions for how to handle that? Do we want to... My suggestion would be to leave it as an undefined term and then make an issue to come back and address it.
Yeah, I would do that.
Okay, undefined term is an actually undefined term.
I think, yeah, just leave the add ID off.
Yeah, it'll automatically get a vocab expanded term definition. And it'll get counted, and it'll be clear that we want to reduce that count to zero for all credentials.
Okay, so it's enough just to leave it in and have it count as an undefined term. It is not necessary to remove the add ID?
Correct. Well, okay. I mean, if you leave the ID at ID in, you're defining the term incorrectly. So
yeah,
you would remove the at ID if you wanted a vocab expanded term definition, and that would be something you should file an issue for.
Okay, so I will remove the at IDs and file an issue for those. Is that what I'm hearing? Or that,
yes.
That seems to be make sense to me?
Okay. Yep. And then once that's ready, we can go ahead. Once the issue exists and the issue has been linked, we can go ahead and merge this. But let's go through traceability interop first, and then we'll come back to this.
And this is, to be clear, an issue that is present in a lot of different schemas. So I'm wondering if I should make, well, it's kind of tricky making an issue that covers that much ground.
Yeah, I don't think we want to have a fix all the things issue. Have a specific pull request and say, hey, this, you know, I opened this pull request. We have these three specific undefined terms. If anyone can add these two to three terms, then we can close the loop on that.
Sure. Sure. And sorry, just taking up a fair amount of call time, but Is it the case that I should just find the term, external term, that is closest, even if it doesn't seem especially close?
Like just schema.org name or something lazy? My suggestion is if you don't find something you're comfortable with, it's better leaving it undefined so we can come back and address it rather than having something that's like a placeholder and ugly that we're not going to come back, that we're not going to remember to come back and update and fix.
Sure. I'm just thinking about like when I come back and try and fix it, I'm not sure what to do except for find the closest term, external term.
Okay. Well, you can ask ChatGPT. ChatGPT, I'm trying to find the JSON-LD term for this thing. Can you give me a suggestion? And it can help you with stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll go with that then. Okay. I might just find something close enough. Okay.
Or maybe give that a shot now if it seems like it's, if it's just like, if, you know, if putting aside and then coming back and addressing it later is the same amount of work, then, you know, maybe we can try it now. And then you can always, ping us, for review.
So long as it's, I mean, it sounds like addressing it does consist of just finding the closest term.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Okay, so we have, 4 pull requests open on traceability interop. We have a, draft from Mike. My issue with pull requests that are kind of in draft state for a while is, this is a side ramp, but, pull requests, you kind of open them, close them, like, and then push them through within a week or two is like the draft state. If this has been open since January, that's been like stale for a month now. Just pointing that out. Is there anything we want to address on this here, or are we okay with leaving it in draft state?
I think just ping Mike on it and ask him if there's been any updates. Even if it's in draft, it's still a good idea to see if there's any progress.
Yeah. Cause my thinking is that, I mean, you know, if he's trying to work on a one massive pull request, then maybe get halfway there, merge it, and then make issues for anything else that needs to be addressed. But other than that, we'll move on to, Chris's PR, but Chris is not on the call. So.
Link, please.
Oh, thank you. Thanks again for reminding me. Alright, so we'll start with pull request 523. So this is from Chris's, and I guess I'll go ahead and read it out on the call. This PR removes the optional credential ID from the minimal request body used for testing credentials issue, and adds the new positive test to ensure that the endpoint works if credential ID is included in the request body. Test for credentials verify has not been changed, as profile of credentials must have an ID. So this is the optionality one for do we include ID or not. And it looks like, back and forth between Ori and Chris, and Ori, Isaac, and, Mahmood have signed off on this. Ori, is there any other comments to make on 523?
No, I think this is a great change. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Merging 523. All right. Next is pull request 527. This is from Chris. To read out loud, this PR removes the legacy conformance test of requiring BC issues to contain traceability V1 in context. I will definitely.
So I reviewed it just for context, and it's basically what the description says. He went through and removed all the require on the issuer set. Sorry, my brain's lagging for a second.
But yeah, it's hard to describe and then stop and then talk. I will totally agree with this. I don't think we want to force traceability context on presentations, because we can have presentations that do not include credentials that are traceability.
So this is, I agree with that statement. I think in terms of conformance tests, purely conformance tests, of course, this context should not be required on the proof presentation endpoint or verify presentation endpoint. In terms of the OAuth presentation endpoint for interoperability, that is a different scenario, and we might want to have a discussion about that.
Do you want to leave a comment on the issues, or should
what's the consideration that you're thinking of, Ori? Why would we care? Because the proofs wouldn't verify? Is that?
Because if you're receiving presentations that don't have the traceability extensions, then a verifier may not be able to build the completed workflow instance or workflow definition graph. And so from an interop standpoint on the profile side, we might prefer to have that particular endpoint bound to the profile. We might not, but I'm just saying we should talk about what happens when it when you do one or the other.
Okay, so this is not needed on general presentations, but if we're going to say for traceable workflows, it might be required.
Right. I think that's fair. And I think it's correct to remove this requirement from conformance tests.
All right. So we have two approvals. Any, Corey, do you want to approve or reject this, or do you want to have more time to look at it?
I approve.
Okay. All right. Merging 527. Awesome. Next one is verification result update. So this PR addresses issue 481. 481 we can go to. The verification result schema defines the number of tests that can be represented via the title enum in a verification response. So this includes proof activation, expired revocation signature. And so this is saying what should the format of the verified response look like, to paraphrase it.
As I understand it, I think this was discussed in the last call, and as I understand it, the approach shifted to just removing verification result entirely. And you can correct me if I'm wrong. That's what I ended up doing.
Yeah. That's what we agreed on.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so this PR removes that and it makes additional properties allowed.
Okay. So verified Boolean require verified additional properties true. Okay, so verified true. This is the Boolean is the only thing that is required, and verifications you can and do include additional properties if you want, but it's not included in the profile.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So this has three approvals. Are we okay to merge this?
Yes, I approve this as well. I just haven't because I'm behind.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, verbally, in spirit, we can do it that way. All right. So that concludes trace interop with the only hanging. Yes, Ted, it is 535. I completely forgot to post it. Okay. All right. So that concludes traceability interop, with the only action item left to be followed up with Mike on this pending pull request. Which means we want to go back to trace vocab issues. And then we can sort by.
Sorry, just a quick interrupt. On the PR for the trace vocab that Russell was working on, I don't think I noted the resolution that we ended up with. It was, can you merge it out of band if you fix the terms and create an issue? Was that what we ended up with?
I believe so. And I fixed one of the terms, but there's two that still need doing.
Okay.
All right. Do you want me to make that specific?
Yes, please. Yeah.
And issues can get pretty ugly if I sort this once, and then what I will do is I will sort this. So we want to sort by least recently updated?
Yes.
And then what I will do is I will copy this onto another tab on another window, and then I'll paste each one at a time. So do we make an ID requirement for trace?
Also share it in chat, please.
Yes. So, the first one is mine. So, I remember this. Do I want to make ID requirement for trace vocab credentials? So currently in a lot of credentials, we do not have ID marked as required. Do we want to make ID marked as required? And my hypothesis or suggestion is effectively, yes. From the pull request that we just merged.
So if we say yes, I don't remember how this plays with... Oh, actually, it shouldn't matter with the VC API at all because we're telling you this credential actually requires it, so... It's an extension of your private credential anyway, so it doesn't matter how you issue it, you must issue it with an ID. So it doesn't break anybody's anything, right?
Yeah, effectively, yes. Basically, just in here, we would expect required ID to be true for all these, and we're saying that when you issue, because the traceability API will give you an ID if you do not specify one, we would expect all issued credentials to have an ID, whether you specified one or not. So, yep. I think, go back one more. So, by definition, profile, we expect ID to exist in all issued credentials and add a comment. And then, is it okay with mark this as ready for PR?
Quick question. Last time we talked about this, the JS1 credentials had a problem with required ID, if I remember correctly. Is that true or am I misremembering?
I think you're misremembering. They had a problem with the wrong contexts being applied, and we merged that pull request.
Okay. I am going to go... Let's see. If I... pop this link in again. Will that give me the next one? Okay, so since we updated it, the top one will always be the next most recently updated. So can we make the best of HTC codes referenceable? And I will get in the habit of pasting these over. So HTS codes, an American extension of World Customs Organization Harmonized System codes, expressing commodity type is used for determining tariffs and associated documentation. So, any context on what NIST is suggesting or what specific changes would be applied to here? Or are we just going to ping NIST and say any updates on this issue?
I think we do. I don't think anyone else. I think that was the last couple of things. Anyway, what was it?
So, yeah, just a quick note on this. I've been sending a bunch of packages from myself to myself, from myself to Japan, to my family in the United States, as I'm moving later this year. And I've noticed that there are HDS codes on all the package forms I have to fill out, but because I'm not sending it as a invoice thing, I don't have to fill them out, but I think that these would definitely exist on specific document types. But I'll leave for NIST to follow up on that. Sample e-commerce workflow missing links to credentials and description. Here. So this is opened by me. Text revised samples for E-commerce also should provide links to credential schemas as described. And it looks like this was merged. Well, that opened in a new window. So if we scroll down here, we should expect to see links to credentials, links to credentials, links to credentials, links to credentials, and, oh, links to credentials, links to credentials, links to credentials, links to credentials. So it looks like this has been addressed. Are we okay with closing 351?
Yep.
Okay. Measure versus quantitative value. Crowd favorite. Mahmood, do you want to follow up on this issue?
I mean, I remember what the original thing was, which was basically we are using both measured and quantitative. When should we use what? I don't remember where we ended up. Provide examples of measurements. So NIST said this should be marked as ready for PR, and we provide examples of measurements. I think that's a pretty straightforward thing. He linked to a relevant list of type codes, which I think is an excellent way. Basically what I was looking for, give me a guide to know what to use what, and that's an excellent guide, and I think we should definitely make sure we reference it somewhere, and I think it should be marked as ready for PR.
All right. I do it that? Oh, okay. If I mark it as ready for PR, I don't need to leave a comment. Start versioning. This is from mine. Oh, thank you, Ted. Thank you. Forgot to post the link again. All right. This is issue 313. Start versioning. So I think the example here would just be in the respec document saying version 0.0, we just do version 0.1. This was marked as ready for PR of August last year, and then I was assigned to it of October this year. I'm very tempted to fix this on the call. Do we just want to open up?
Just assign it to me and I'll do it after the call. That's fine. Okay. Unless you really want to do it. I think we have, like, let's just use our time for something more valuable.
Okay. All right. Is it okay for me to assign you to this then?
Yes, please.
All right. All right. Next is issue 353, JDOBS test suite, still pending VibesTrack, diff repo test suite. Ori, this is your issue?
Isn't this one the one we canceled?
Yes,
which
you're right.
Suite? Yeah.
So it we have in our current repo tests for VCJWT, but they're version 1.1. We've recently withdrawn this particular work item that was under test before, and I think this issue should be closed. Since I opened it, I will close it just to make sure it's looped through.
Have we removed references to 1.1 in our spec?
Because no, we have tests for VCJWT 1.1 in our current profile. I think what we would prefer is to have VCJWT version 2 go to FPWD and then to implement support for the newer securing JSON-LD content type format. and that would, but that's going to take a while. So I think this issue is sort of a distraction from that and should be closed.
All right. So, Ori has the action item to go ahead and close 353. And I'll just add the comment that we suggest closing on the call so that next time we look at it, we don't get amnesia. Pair credentials with their supporting documents. Oh. Okay. All right. I know what this is. So we have these build lighting. We have a bunch of images for credentials at the top of the respec document, and the suggestion was to move them in line so they are paired closely to the documents that they actually define in our credential. And whereas plus one for using URLs and markdown for our descriptions to be able to accomplish this. So this is still an update to our scripting that needs to take place. So I would just say it's still in play. Is there any other comments that we want to add on this?
I think it's a needed improvement, and yeah.
I'll add a comment so it gets updated, and I will hopefully have this done before the next time it comes up so I can avoid the shame. Next one is workflow example to demonstrate events.
Basically what this is we don't have any workflows right now to demonstrate the usage of events. We need to add a workflow that demonstrates events. I believe that is on me. Ori suggested we use EBSYS and we copy some of their examples. I believe as of today we have moved all of our examples to EBSYS. I could be mistaken. If we have not, then this issue would depend on that. If we have, then I can go ahead and tackle this issue directly. What I'd say is assign this issue to me, and I will post a comment with next steps. Either I'll add the ready for pair label, or I'll say if it's blocked.
Okay. I think by assigning you, that should make it updated. So we can go back to the list. Building contacts as an NPM package. Okay. I think my comment out here is pretty stupid. All right. I'll read from the top. We should bundle this traceability context as an easy to use NPM package so that organizations can reference the package rather than dynamically fetching the context. This allows companies to use the same package versioning environments. But this is, pending a stable environment, and this was me posting something completely stupid on it. I think we have internally blocked and pending close. Do we want to close this and then reopen it after we have a stable?
I mean, we do this internally on our organization. I was just trying to see if there's an improvement we can do to the ecosystem. I think from the fact that the fact that it's not versioned yet, we could revisit this once we've published our first version and see if there's more appetite for it then. If not, I mean, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, and I definitely agree with publishing into NPM because that lets people, you know, assuming that we have a static version, then people don't need to fetch it all the time. So my suggestion would be, close and revisit once we have a static version. Is that?
Yep. All right. I think that's fair.
right. Going back to our list. Okay, this is another crowd favorite. Update how to handle one of in the JSON schema to JSONLD context. So update JSON preprocessor to support one of schema functionality. I think the main thing, the only use we had of this was person or organization. And I think we've kind of aligned to use organization on these. So I'm not sure if the requirement exists for this as much as it did before. Any thoughts on this one? If not, my suggestion would be to close it unless there's another specific use case that would require this. Ori, Mahmood?
I'm trying to go through the issue. I do see that the resolution was... So what you're saying is, hey, we're not even using this. There's really no reason to bring this up. We could just close the issue, right?
That would be my current suggestion.
Is there any way for us to check that statement is true? I mean, you're the one who opened the issue. You should feel free to close it. If somebody else runs into it, we could, you know, reopen it and link to this. But if nobody is running into this problem, then we should be fine, right?
Well, this is a hand wave, if I remember right. That there was a reason to use one of, but the tooling that existed did not handle it. So as a workaround, we changed things so that one of was not in use. But it was not because it shouldn't have been in use. It was because the tooling couldn't handle it.
Yeah, and I agree with that assessment. I think the main thing is, you know, we worked around the tooling by data modeling around it. And I think that, you know, if there is a need that we'd come in and say, hey, there's this use case that absolutely must need it, would we want to reopen this and adjust it then? Or do we want to bring that up now?
I don't have a strong need to have it addressed now, but it's one of those, there's a scenario and the right thing to do is use one of, but the tooling can't handle using one of, so we're going to change what data we're using because the tooling doesn't work with the data that should be there. I don't think the situation has changed. I think that we're faking it. And generally, I'm not in favor of that. So I would not close this, but I don't have the chops to be fixing it either. So
do we have a label that's basically blocked or similar, and we just say blocked externally until tooling improves or something like that? Because otherwise, we're just going to be wasting call time going, oh, still blocked, let's move on, right? I empathize and I agree with you, Ted. This is still an issue. The question is, do we want to keep revisiting it every 2-3 months, talking about it, and then going, oh, guess nothing happened, right?
I think if we make a clear enough note in the last comment, we don't have to repeat too much discussion time. Nor even add much of a comment to it. I mean, yes, still blocked is fine. As long as the part that says, this is why it's blocked, this is how it's blocked. Somebody who is actually working on this tooling could fix the block.
Yeah.
Yep. That's fair enough.
All right. And just a quick point to make. I'm not disarguing with the problem. Like, my approach is to just try to be, like, super aggressive with closing issues to get down the number of issues and just, like, either get them resolved or closed. And then, like, as we have less issues overall, okay, what's important enough to go back and revisit? That's just a strategy. So I don't really need to dismiss,
I have no problem with that strategy as long as the labels are clear and there's a real attempt to do that review. Generally, in my experience, once things are closed, they are considered forgotten. And I don't like that.
Okay. I'm definitely on the Napoleon side of if it's important enough, I'll call back. So, all right, let's go ahead and let's move on to issue 607. So this is clearly defined revocation suspension. So credentials the status when the status is changed. So Mahmood defined very clear requirements around it. But what would be needed for the pull request?
I believe we need two things. One, we need more people to answer, you know, are these requirements able to be met with the current status of 2021? If they're not able to be met with status of 2021, what are alternative mechanisms that we can think of? Right? And for people to validate these requirements. So I believe we have validated the requirements. And I think, I remember discussing this multiple times, right? So I think a lot of people have read these requirements and generally agree with them. The question is, if status of 2021 does solve it, how? If it does not solve it, what can we use?
Okay. And then do you need more interaction on?
I would love some more feedback on what people believe. Basically, the two questions you just wrote down, right? I would love answers to that.
All right. Okay. All right. Making a note of that. And then we have 5 minutes left. Do we want to try to go through one more issue, or do we want to stop 5 minutes ahead of time to close down and post meeting notes and stuff?
What's the next issue?
Pick the whole That depends. All right. Okay. That's a good point. Let's look at the next issue. Traceable presentation receipt. Today,
this is not like straightforward. This looks like a thing that we're going to have to sit down and read, right?
And address a little bit more. Okay. So let's go ahead and conclude the meeting here. Traceability interrupt. Are there any notes for the end of the meeting? After the meeting, kick everyone from the meeting and click stop recording. Chris was the host.
Yeah.
And he dropped. So do we not have a recording for this? Is that?
I think I am now a host. I mean, I have the crown thingy.
Does it?
Can click stop recording. So.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's quickly check it during the meeting, after the meeting. Kick everyone from the meeting and publish the minutes. So do we have any volunteers to?
I'll go ahead and do that. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. This was a good trace week. I think that sharing the screen like helped cut down a lot of bickering requirements for like, oh, what are we looking at? Can you post that in chat kind of thing? So I think this worked out pretty well. Everyone, thanks for attending, and I'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, see you all. Thank you, Mahmood, for scribing.
Thank you all. See you next week.